I don't want to hear that shit from you again, Nancy. I can't be in two zones at once. I don't care if it's a spike, or a set, or a fucking heat-seeking cruise missile. If I see you drop a dig like that in another game, your ass is grass. You got it? Well, you know what? Winning might not matter a whole lot to some country bumpkin whose only aspiration in life is to take 8 screaming kids to church every Sunday and marry a balding man with a pot belly. But I want more out of my life, Nancy. I want to play in the professionals and go to college and be on fucking cereal boxes someday. And right now, you are standing in the way of that. So either get your fucking head in the game or give your jersey to someone who will. Oh, you're gonna tell Coach Linwood on me? I'm seriously so scared. What do you think she's gonna do? Kick me? Bench me? Tell the principal I need an attitude adjustment? No. I'm the only good player on this shitty team. And her and the principal know they can't do without me. Yeah, sure. Just run away and cry, Nancy. If you can't handle the heat, then get out of the kitchen, bitch. And don't you dare set foot on the court on Wednesday if you're gonna keep playing like shit. Stupid fucking Nancy. Carry this goddamn team every single game. Like to see a little effort every now and again, huh? Am I the asshole? I mean, seriously, come on. Such a fucking crybaby. Hey you, peckerhead. Yeah, you dipshit. Who do you think I'm talking to? What the fuck are you looking at? Did I stutter? What is your damage? You seriously think I'm in the mood to deal with being creeped on by a fucking loser in a bird costume right now? Oh, you're sorry? Well, la-di-da, I guess I should fuck right off then. Maybe I should just bend over and show you my ass because you were sorry. Would that be all right? Yeah, well, maybe I wouldn't lose my temper if you weren't being such a pest, huh? Think of that while you were filling your spank bank with fresh eyefuls of the hot varsity volleyball star's sweat-soaked body? God, you make me sick. Hey, don't you dare walk away from me. I'm talking to you. What? You're fine looking from a distance, but can't get up close and personal with a real girl? Is that it? Yeah, do I scare you? I bet I do. I'm a whole foot taller and in way better shape than you are. You wouldn't fucking stand a chance against me. God, I am fucking sweating and flustered and I'm just so... Ugh. You know what? No. Get over here now. I am not fucking around, bird brain. If you don't follow me right now, I will pick you up by your underwear and carry you with me. Now come on. Ooh, where are we going? Would you shut the fuck up? In here. Now. I know it's the girls' locker room. Now get in. Good boy. Now, let's make this quick. What? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm taking my clothes off. You know something? You're really beginning to piss me off with all your questions and sudden hesitations. Ugh, I'm angry and sore, and more than anything right now, I am frustrated and fucking horny, all right? I need to relieve myself, but I cannot afford to wait all day for you to pick your jaw up off the floor and be a man. So for the final motherfucking time, stop pretending like you don't stare at my toned legs and ass during practice. I don't want to hear that that's not why you became the school mascot. All I want is for you to take off that goddamn woodpecker outfit before I tear it off myself. Finally. So you can be obedient sometimes. Just a minute ago, you were so indignant. You like my ass, little birdie? Hmm? Tell me how much you love it. Good. Now finish stripping and sit down on the bench. I bet you're having the time of your life right now, aren't you? Well, let's get one thing straight right now. This is not about you. This is about me getting the release that I need so that I can go home and rest for practice tomorrow. I am going to use you to come, whether you like it or not. So if you enjoy it, good for you. I couldn't care less. Now, if you come before I do, if you go soft before I finish, you will leave this room in a body bag. Are we clear? Don't fucking nod your head at me. I want a yes, ma'am, if you understand me. Great. Now lay all the way back so I can sit on your face. There you go. Now I'll just swing one leg over like this. How's the view from down there? Nice. You want to try that again? That's more like it. God, I'm already starting to feel wet. All right, open wide. Shit, yes, that's the fucking stuff. Sorry about the sweat, by the way. Obviously, I didn't have time to shower. Or maybe you like that musk. Is that it? You like the scent of my sweat? The taste of it when your face is nestled in my ass? God, you are so filthy. Look at this dick. You're getting so hard just for me degrading you. Yeah, that's it. Work that tongue deeper. Hands off your cock. I didn't say you could touch it. What did I say? This is about me, not you. You don't get to stroke yourself. Oh my God, could you be more of a whiner, for fuck's sake? How about I just, I don't know, rub my foot on it? Would that get you to be quiet? Good. Now get back to eating me out. I'll just take my sneaker off and run my sweaty foot down your stomach. Jesus. Look at that. I haven't even touched you with it and your cock jumped. Don't tell me you like feet too. Yeah, whatever. Just keep licking. I'll just rub the sole of my foot up and down it. Maybe tickle the head a bit with my toes. You're squirming an awful lot. You better remember what I said about coming early, perv. Yeah, I like what you're doing back there. Move your tongue a bit deeper. Rub it sort of down a little. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's the spot. God, that's good. Oh, yeah, let me grind on your face. That's so good. Don't you dare stop. Don't you fucking dare. You love the taste of me, don't you? You love the taste of that wet pussy. You've never had pussy like that before, have you? Oh, shit, yeah. You like it when I stroke you with my hand like this? I bet that feels good for you, doesn't it? Look at those hips moving. You're really enjoying yourself, huh? Hey, don't you bust down there. Oh, poor little bird. Does it hurt when I squeeze you? I don't care. You better walk that fucking orgasm back, little boy, or I'm gonna make you fucking eat it and finish me off anyway. Have we calmed down? Good. Now let's get to the main event, shall we? No, you stay put. Just keep lying back, but give me your legs. Are you finished with the protests? Or do you need more convincing? That's what I thought. Now, since clearly you don't know, this is called the Amazon position, where I slip your prick between your legs and fuck you like the horny little bitch in heat that you are. Ready? Too bad. Fuck. Shit, that's good. Oh, baby. Right there, yeah. That's just what I needed. Fuck. Oh, bring your hand down there. Yeah, right there. Oh, God, that's it. Just rub on it gently. Shit. Yeah, watch me play with my tits while I ride your dick into you. I'm getting close. Are you close? I'm almost there. Yeah. Oh, let's do it together. I'll count us down. Just hold out a little longer for me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Fuck. Just do it now. I can't hold it. Fuck. Oh God, just come. Just come. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. That was just what I needed. Oh, give me a minute. I bet it was even better for you, wasn't it? You can tell me. Yeah, I guess I am incredible, aren't I? You know, you weren't so bad yourself, I guess. Maybe I'll have to use you to get myself off again sometime. Would you like that? Yeah, I don't need to ask, do I? I already know. Anyway, you better fuck off. This is the girls' locker room, after all. And you don't want to get caught in here. Yeah, I get it. Okay, I'm beautiful. I'm stunning. I'm the woman of your dreams. The best lay you've ever had. The only lay you've ever had. Very flattering. Now, go. Oh my God, I'm gonna take a shower. So, could you just get out? Just fucking go already.